The little red brick house on Irwin Street isn't much to look at. Its only distinguishing architectural feature is the cream city brick accents around the arched windows. That and the big sign out front declaring the house to be the birthplace home of Curly Lambeau, founding member, head coach, and general manager of the Packers. The house has been there since 1868, but it was just last May when a father and son team figured out one of the city's most famous residents once lived there. Ken Kalowertz, a local attorney, says the house was run down and the owner under a city order to either fix the place up or condemn it. So Kalowertz figured he'd look into it.
I knocked on the door and said, I'd like to buy your house. And he said, it's not for sale. And I said, well, look, you know, I'd really like to buy this house.
Eventually, Kalowertz bought the little building for $91,000.
The windows are original upstairs.
There's no way of knowing if Curly Lambeau was actually born in the house, but city records indicate it's where he spent the first few years of his life. Still, finding the place was difficult. In the spring of 1898, when Earl Lambeau was born, his family was living on 12th Street, but many Green Bay streets were renamed around the turn of the 20th century. So it took some digging for Ken Kalowertz and his partners to find out 12th Street became Irwin Street.
So all three of us jumped in the car, came over here, and sure enough, here the house was, 615 North Irwin Street, just like it says in the city records from 1898.
Just waiting for you to find it.
Just waiting for us to find it. And the people next door, I know some of the people who work at the daycare center here, they said, you know, we always wondered when someone was going to knock this old house down, because everything else has been, you know, knocked down. This is the oldest thing in the neighborhood. Well, now, thank goodness, it's not going to be knocked down.
Kalowertz and his partners have spent a total of $230,000 to put on a new slate roof, new support beams, and masonry work. They also added a parking lot, lighting, and a fence. About 100 old bricks had to be replaced, and the group is now offering them for $2,000 a pop, but they're not profiting from the sale. Instead, the money goes to the nonprofit Friends of Nicolay School, which is across the street from the Curly House. Tammy Van Dyke is the principal. She was surprised that someone so renowned grew up in the neighborhood, and more surprised that her students stood to benefit from it.
We were just, to be quite honest, all in shock. We have quite a few Packer fans here on staff, so they were excited about the fact that Curly Lambeau's house was across the street. But it's neat that somebody in the community would choose our school.
The foundation has donated $10,000 to the elementary school so far. Van Dyke says the money is sorely needed. More than half of the students at Nicolay speak Spanish as their first language. There is no parent-teacher organization to raise money. And 90% of the kids qualify for free or reduced lunches.
That means many of them do come without basic school supplies. We have students who move a lot and get a lot of new students throughout the school year who often come to us with little or nothing.
Supply money the school gets from the district goes to buy necessities like notebooks and pencils. So donations from the Curly Lambeau House are going to buy extras like digital cameras students can use to document field trips and write reports on them. Also, teachers are using the house to teach kids about local history. The nonprofit foundation plans to donate $10,000 to the school each year for the next 5 years. Ken Kalowertz says saving Curly's old house from the wrecking ball is a way of helping kids who'll play a part in Green Bay's future, as well as paying tribute to the city's past as a birthplace of pro football.
As I understand it, Lambeau Field is the last pro football stadium named after a football person in the country. It's looked upon as being sort of a shrine of pro football, and this is kind of where it all started.
But the future of the Curly Lambeau birthplace home is up in the air. The investors might sell the place to recoup their investment, or Kalowertz thinks area businesses might be interested in running it as a corporate guest house. Not quite at the level of a luxury box at the modern Lambeau Field, but maybe a neat place to spend the weekend. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.